that. So the question we're working on was, what kind of a din of hadlaka beis haknesses? That's the question. And do you make a bracha in a beis haknesses? That's the question. Practically. Okay. So the Rav, it seems, interpreted the Gra that Lishman Luera Sharkin quotes him that it's a Chovas Gavra of Tzibor. It's mashma like that from the Gra. The Gra doesn't really openly say that. I mean, look at the Rav Sharkin Sefer where he quotes the Rav. I mean, it sounds like the Gra was saying that, but it's not in the Gra. I couldn't find it. All the Gra says is, on Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, where the Machaber says, Uba Besa Knesses Menicho Bekosel Dorom. So the Gra says, Raya me halel belele psachem, sheniskan alakos, v'omrim bebeis haknesses. Okay? So it's mashma that it's a chovas atzibor. I mean, I think the Rav's interpreting the Gra. That the gavra, the tzibor, can't be excluded from the chovas amitzvah persume nisa. So it's a chovah on the gavra of the tzibor. Okay? Because Klal Yisrael is chayev because of the fact that, what does Rambam say, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem, right? So it's impossible to have a Chovas Persume Nisa, which is Kiddush Hashem, that the Tzibur should be exempt from. So the Tzibur as a Gavra is Chayev in Persume Nisa. That's the way, I believe the way, that's the way the Rav is interpreting the Gra. That makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. It's a Chovas Hatzibur, so the gavr of the tzibur is chayiv. So where does the gavr of the tzibur makayim in the mitzvah of hadlakas haneros of persumei nisa? In the makam hatzibur, which is the basic nesis. Okay? Which is the basic nesis. Because the basic nesis is the place for Knesset Yisrael. So that's the bias. So if that's the case, so the din of ner ishu beso has two definitions. One definition is the yachid, ne'erish u'beso, and the other definition is the bias of Klal Yisrael, which is the basic Knesset. Okay, the bias of Knesset Yisrael. So it's also a din, me'ikir u'kamaras halacha me'ikir adin, of ne'erish u'beso, but the gavra of the tzibur is chayev. And the bias of the tzibur is the basic Knesset. Okay? That's the way it seems the Rav interpreted the Gra. I mean, the Gra, it doesn't say it, but it's mashma like that. It's mashma like that. It's a chovas sibor. And the bias is the basic nesis. That's the area. Because basic nesis is kvuv v'tzorchei rabim. V'tzorchei rabim, basic nesis is the place. So, therefore, that's really the bias. So it's a different concept of bias. It's not a bias of a door, but it's a bias of the of Knesset Yisrael. Yeah, it seems the Achronim are against weddings in the Beis Knesset because the only kapeda that they have is because of Chukas Hakum. But otherwise, it would be Mutter because it's really the place for the function of the Knesset Yisrael, and it's not a question of using it for something other than Tefillah. If it's Tzorchei Rabim, so Beis Knesset is Kavur for Tzorchei Rabim. So the question is, why is Menicho Bekosel Dorom? That's already Migdash, Bekosel Dorom, right? Menicho Bekosel Dorom is a Lach in Migdash. So why is it over here that you Menicho Bekosel Dorom? Okay, right? So I wanted to say, because the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is impossible without having the source from Migdash. So the source of Kedusha's basic nesis is Migdash. But it's not the basic nesis is a Migdash Ma'at. It's not really a small basic Migdash. It has its own unique function. Yeah, because they didn't lighten the base on it. They didn't lighten the base on Migdash. Right. Yeah, in other words, that's halacha, and the bias of Knesset Yisrael has to reflect the Kedusha's basic Migdash. Has to reflect the basic Migdash. That's a secondary halacha. Really, basic Knesset is a bias for Knesset Yisrael, for the Tashmishi Tzibor, Tzorchei Tzibor. But such a bias is impossible without bringing in the source of Kedushas Knesset Yisrael, which is really the base of Migdash. So that, and that's how Beis HaKnesset is tied to Beis HaMikdash. It's not because it's a miniature Beis HaMikdash. It's really Tzorchei Tzibor. But the only thing is that the bias of Knesset Yisrael is not possible without having, without being related to the source of the Kedushas Knesset Yisrael, which is the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it's related to Beis HaMikdash. It's related to Beis HaMikdash. But it's not essentially a Beis HaMikdash. It means like this, because the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael is contingent on Kedushas Mikdash. That's the real source of the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael. So insofar as Knesset Yisrael is Mitzuvah al Kiddush Hashem, so, and this is really through the Persumei Nisa, so it must reflect the Kedushas HaMikdash. Without Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Yisrael. Mikdash isn't just a mitzvah. Mikdash is really the substance of the Kedushas Yisrael emanates from Mikdash. That's without Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Yisrael. So that's why the bias, which is the bias of Knesset Yisrael, has to contain in it Kedushas HaMikdash. Because Knesset Yisrael without Mikdash doesn't exist. But it's not because the Beis HaKnesset itself is Kedushas Mikdash. It receives Kedushas Mikdash because you can't have a concept of Knesset Yisrael without Mikdash. So the bias, which is the bias of Knesset Yisrael, has to have Kedushas Mikdash. But the Kedushas Mikdash comes in not because it's a functional Beis HaMikdash, because in the Mikdash, the essence is the bias. And Kibesi based Tfilah Yikar L'chol Amim is an additional feature of Tfilah. But it's Kibesi based Tfilah. It's first and foremost the Beis HaMikdash, Shosol HaMikdash Shachanti V'Zochah. Then it's also a Beis Tfilah. But the Kedushas Mikdash is its own Kedusha. But the Kedushas Beis HaKnesset is really Tzorchei Tzibor. And Tzorchei Tzibor is really Tfilah and other Tzorchei Tzibor. But since it's the bias of Knesset Yisrael, So Kedushas Knesset Yisrael is impossible to construe without Mikdash, because that's the essential source of Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, Beis HaKnesset contains Kedushas Mikdash. Contains Kedushas Mikdash via the fact that without Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Knesset Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael has no bias. So the bias has to have Kedushas Mikdash. But it has Kedushas Mikdash not because it functions like a little Beis HaMikdash. You see, because it's not a Beis HaMikdash. But because the bias of Knesset Yisrael is impossible to construe without the source of the Kedushas Yisrael, which is Beis HaMikdash. So that's why Beis HaKnesset contains Kedushas Mikdash. Okay? So Ner Chanukah is the Chovas Beis Yisrael to Mikdash Shemayim. So that's why it has to be Bedarom, because Bedarom is where it reflects Mikdash. So it reflects the Kedushas Yisrael. Who's the Mikdash? The Gavra of Beis Yisrael. What is the Gavra of Beis Yisrael? Is the Gavra that has Kedushas Yisrael. And where is this Kedushas Yisrael Noveya from? It's Noveya from Mikdash. Vasali Mikdash V'Shachani V'Sochem. Without Beis Mikdash, no Kedushas Yisrael. Okay. Now, I don't mean that the Mikdash...
That's not clear on the tape.
If the Chorban HaBayis is no Kedushas Yisrael. I don't mean that. Because the only reason that there is Kedushas Yisrael is because Afal Pishachar V'Kedushas HaOmei, because it's also Libanos. I mean, we're in a state where the Mikdash is, we're tied to Mikdash, even though Mikdash doesn't exist. But Mikdash, the Kedushas Mikdash, still exists in Klal Yisrael. But if there were no Mikdash, if it weren't going to be rebuilt, so then there wouldn't be any Kedushas Yisrael. It's all contingent on Mikdash. So, yeah, we have a Chavos Mikdash with Manasseh.
We had Torah before Mikdash, didn't we?
What? You see in Az Yashia, Mikdash Ad Hashem Kana Yidecha. So it's an Az Yashir and a Mikdash. Mikdash is, without Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Yisrael.
Okay, and
Dana Lakai Ve'evne Le'i Magdisha. So Zekele Van Ve'i was Mikdash. That's Tirgun. Without Mikdash, there's no Kedushas Yisrael. Without the concept of Mikdash. Yeah, it was before Sinai. Before Sinai. Mikdash, Ad Hashem Kan Mikdacha. Yeah, that was, I think, Yerushina one time. That was Acher. Acher held that there's no more Kedushas Yisrael because we lost our opportunity with Mikdash already. That was his kfira. Not that it was a kofar in Torah, because he learned Torah, believed in Torah Messina. But if there's no more Mikdash, if we lost our chance, so that's it. So that's why the Baskol came out from the Harabayas. Okay. Now, so according to the way, we're trying to build out the Gra. According to the Gra, so the Gavra of Chiyuv in Ner Chanukah is the Gavra of Tzibor, which is Klal Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, called Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Ma'agadol. So that's why, and where is the bias for the Beis Yisrael? It's the Beis HaKnesses. So this is the bias. So it's Ner Isher Beiso. So it's Ner Tzibur Beiso. But the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Noveya from Kedushas Mikdash, because the Knesses Yisrael's Kedusha can't exist without Mikdash. So that's why the bias of Knesses Yisrael has to have Kedushas Mikdash. Not because the Beis HaKnesses is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. The functions are not like the Mikdash. It's a different function altogether. But it has to have Kedushas HaMikdash because it's the bias of Knesses Yisrael, and the Mekada and Knesses Yisrael's Kedusha exists because of Osuli Mikdash Shachanti Bezachom, because of the Ashgacha. Okay, in Golas is different, but in Golas is also because of Mikdash. Because Mikdash is Osuli Banos. It's a lack, but the Mikdash really exists. Afi Shacharv Mikdash also on it. So the Kedushas Klal Yisrael still exists because we're in a state of we're in a state of yeah, we're in a state of privation from Mikdash. We're in a state of privation from Mikdash. But Mikdash exists. It exists in a state of privation, but it exists, and that's why Klal Yisrael has Kedusha. So that's why in Beis HaKnesses, where the tzivui is for Beis. Kol Beisel Metzuvin Al Kiddush Ma'agadol. So you modlik B'darom, because Kedushas Mikdash Sheyesh Bo. Because Kedushas Mikdash Sheyesh Beveis HaKnesses. So you modlik B'darom. Okay? In other words, it's to demonstrate the fact that it's Kedushas Mikdash. That's Machayavas. That's why it's B'darom. It's to demonstrate that idea. It's not that the Dharma of the Beis HaKnesses is really the makam of the menorah. I mean, it's to demonstrate the idea that this chiyuv is a chiyuv which is noveya from Kedusha, ultimately noveya from Kedusha's Mikdash, which gives Klal Yisrael Kedusha, and therefore the bias is the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha's Mikdash, contains Kedusha's Mikdash. So you do bedarom to demonstrate that idea, demonstrate the idea. That's what it is. Not that the Dharma Beis HaKnesses has a special Kedushas Makom. Now the question is Megillah. Okay, so Megillah is the other mitzvah after Pirsumei Nisa. So where's the Pirsumei Nisa of the Tzibur by Megillah? So the answer is by Megillah, the Pirsumei Nisa of the Tzibur is because it's Kriyas and Megillah, which is Kriyas, which is Lima Torah, and Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. And Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh is Nitfas as a Kriya B'Tzibur. So, and that's why the mitzvah's Megillah really is L'chatchila. I mean, some holds Ma'akev, that you need Tzibur. So the fact that in the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Tzibur is Nitfas, because there's a Tziruf between everybody's Kriya, and it becomes a Kriyas HaTzibur. So that's how the Tzibur comes in by Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a Chovas Yochid, but it's a Kiyum Tzibur. Chovas Yochid, but the Kiyum, everybody's Kriya together, and the Beis HaKnesses has one Kiyum of Tzibur, because you see there's a halacha of Kriya B'Tzibur in Megillah. It's not a lot of Yechidim sitting together in the Beis HaKnesses. It's really a Kriya Tzibur. So then the Tzibur is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim through Pirsumei Nisa. But by Ner Chanukah, you can't have such a thing. There's no Tziruf between one person's menorah and another person's menorah. So therefore, it's going to fall on the Gavra of the Tzibur to have its own Maisa Pirsum, its own Adlaka. Okay, that's the difference between Megillah and between Ner Chanukah. The Raya from Megillah is that you see that there's a Chovas Kriyas Megillah B'Tzibur. Some hold it's Ma'akev, only B'Tzibur. It's Machloikis. But we pass can be the Eved that a Yachid can be Kare Megillah. But it's only b'di'evet. I mean, l'chatchila we hold he has to be korban tzibur. Why? Because if he's a potter, insofar as the chi of presumi nisa for tzibur is concerned, so the yachid also has a chi of to participate in that kiyum. If he doesn't do, he's still yotze chavis yachid. The question is whether yotze chavis yachid altogether without that. Whether it's ma'akev, whether you must be a component of the kiyum tzibur of presumi nisa. That's the machlokes.
Ner
Chanukah is Ner Ishu Besa. So therefore,
the tzibur
can be anywhere. Right. That's right. That's correct. It's a different kiyum tzibur that the tzibur functions in the Persume Nisa. It's a different vehicle, different means. Because in Talmud Torah, there's a tziruf of Talmud Torah Barabbi. So the tzibur is mefarsa in the nes, and it doesn't have to be in basic knesses. That's not sheikh's basic knesses, but over here it's nerish who base that's aloch in the basic knesses. So where in the basic knesses do you do it? So you do it in Durham to manifest that the bias of the basic knesses, which is the bias of the dor, which is the tzibur, that its kedusha, its whole kedusha stems from kedushas migdash. Okay? So you manifest the idea of Kedusha Yisrael, which is Mechuyev and Kiddush Hashem, and has a kiyum in the bias, that this Kedusha's bias stems from Kedusha's Migdash. So the manifestation is through Dara. So that's the Shita Sagra. That's a Shita Sagra. Okay, but we happen to have a Shals and Shuvas Arivash on the very question of being madlik in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, and it's Shals and Shuvas Rivash Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, so they asked the Rivash that apparently according to the Gra, it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv according to the Gra. I presume it's a Talmud Gemara also. Okay, just like he brings from Hallel on Lele Pesachim, and then he goes back to his Mana Gemara. So it's just not mentioned. It's not mentioned, but according to the Gra, the minute goes back all the way back to his Mana Gemara, and it's a separate chova, a tzibur, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it. Yeah, he says the Ritva says. On Shabbos Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, he says, on Haroa Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarech, on the end of that Dibra Maschel, he says, V'nogu lahadlik b'bote k'nei soyos, k'dei lasos persumei nisa b'makam harabim. So, apparently he held that, what do you mean, that's what the Rav mentioned, that you can't just make it persumei nisa if it doesn't have a din of Ner Chanukah. So then, I mean, what kind of persumei nisa is it? So apparently the Ritva is learned, but the Ritva says v'nagu. So apparently he held it was a minhag, but it wasn't a chova. It wasn't a chova. So apparently he held it was a kiyum. It was a kiyum for the tzibur. But it's a kiyum deraisa for the tzibur. But it's and that's why it is in Ner Chanukah. So it's the same thing that we're saying, except according to the Gra, it would appear that it was a chova sa tzibur for the gavra tzibur, and according to the Ritva, it's a kiyum tzibur, so that's why the minig is really to do the kiyum, like minhagim always are, to establish a kiyum. So the chovas minig establishes the kiyum. That's what. Then yeah. So that's the question of if you mavarech al minig or not. Okay. According to the Gra, you mavarech because it's a chova. According to the Gra, but if you're going to say v'nagu. So then it would seem that it would be a question of if you're Mavarach al HaMinig, you're not Mavarach al HaMinig. Yeah. Yeah, the Ritva is Mashmah, you're Mavarach. Okay. Come back to the question of the Bracha. If it's a question of Mavarach al HaMinig, okay. But anyways, let's take the Rivash. So the Rivash says, yeah, so the Shail they asked was,
Kol echad chayev lahadlik levarach b'vesa.
Okay. But apparently the minhag was to be mevarech with a bracha. But that's the question they're asking him. It'd be a bracha levatola. And then he ends, the show ends, ubikashti, v'chafasti, v'chipasti, taina lahatzal achazan, v'bracha zu, v'ikrov memeri. Okay. Tshuva. Haminhag hazeh lahadlik b'basic nesek, minhag vasikinhu, mishum persume niso. Yeah, so he says, minhag vasikinhu. So he wants to emphasize that it has a real din minig. There's no shayla. It's not like something, a nihug that people just took on. I mean, for hida mitzvah or whatever. I mean, some type of minig that's not authentic. Minig vasikin means it's a genuine minig and you're chayiv in the minig. That's what he's saying.
That's the guy's question.
That's the guy's question, yeah. Right. Where did it come from? He wants to establish, first of all, that it's a genuine minig and it's a chova, just like you have a chovas minig. This comes under the true chovas minig. It's not just something that people are naive to do. Okay? Kivan she'ein anachni cholim l'kayim ha-mitzvah t'akona kol echa b'veso she'hi l'anicha al-pesach b'eso mi b'chutz k'desnan b'hi d'gomol ton pishton. The chayvon she'ato she'yad umos tarfo aleinu ve'ein onu yecholim l'kayim ha-mitzvah k'takona u'madli kol echot b'pesach beso mi b'fnim ve'ein kan persume niso ki im l'fnei vayis levad lozeh enhigu v'hadlik b'beisa knesses l'kayim persume niso. Okay. V'af al pishim v'ochon ala minig zeb minakal. Okay, so the, okay. And then he goes on, he says, but the mitzvah schanika ner ishu veso. So it would seem like a stira. Since mitzvah schanika is ner ishu veso, so what is he saying? That because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah karoi, so that's why you're in madlik bevesa knesses, but bevesa knesses is not ner ishu veso, so you're not being mesakin anything. If you're being misakin something, so then you should be chayev anymore, and all those that were in the basic knesses shouldn't be chayev to be madlik beveso. Elam, are you going to say no because it's ner ishu veso? So the reason why he says that you're madlik in the basic knesses is because the ner ishu veso is deficient. So therefore you're being madlik basic knesses in order to correct the deficiency. But how could you correct the deficiency if it's not ner ishu veso? So in Monashach, if it's not ner ishu veso, so you're not correcting anything. It's not even a ner Hanukkah. And if it is, so now you're doing it b'shlemusa. So you're correcting the deficiency. So why am I chayev in my bias? I mean, it would seem, his tshuva would seem to be hard to understand. But Monashach, is this really a kiyum of ner Hanukkah? So then you yotze. Elamai, it's not. So what are you being misaking? I mean, just symbolically. I mean, that's really paradoxical in this tshuva. Okay? Minhag v'sikin, I mean, it doesn't sound like a minhag v'sikin. I mean, if it really doesn't do anything, doesn't correct the defect. Okay, because it's not ner ishu veso. It's not even a ner Hanukkah. I mean, how does he get around that? So what we wanted to say was that based on the way we interpreted with the Gra, so it comes out that you could apply that idea to the Rivash's answer. That the Rivash really holds similar to the Gra, that it's really Chovas HaTzibur. But the Chovas HaTzibur doesn't come into play unless the reason why the Chovas HaTzibur comes into play is because since Klal Yisrael Mitzuvah Al Kiddush Shema HaGadol. So the only difference in the Rivash and between the Gra is that the Gra holds it's an intrinsic chiyuv on the Gavra of the Tzibur, that they're chayiv in Persume Nisa. But the Rivash holds that the Gavra of the Tzibur will only become chayiv in Persume Nisa if Klal Yisrael is deficient in their Persume Nisa. So then it's chal on the Tzibur. to pick up the slack. Okay? So the chovas atzibur comes about because the tzibur has to correct the deficiency in Klal Yisrael's pirsum hanes. That's how the minute came into existence. According to the Rivash, it's very good why it's not mentioned in the Shas. Because if they did a kitikuna, so then you wouldn't have this chava. But since we can't do a kitikuna anymore, so now what happens is that the tzibur is responsible. It's a responsibility of the tzibur. The tzibur has a responsibility when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, to Pirsumei Nisa, to take up where if there's something deficient. So it is a Ner Chanukah. But it's a Ner Chanukah that comes into existence only because of the deficiency of Klal Yisrael in terms of their ability to be kind of Pirsumei Nisa on the full level. So now the Tzibur comes in. So now the Tzibur is Chayav. So the Chovas HaTzibur comes in secondarily, not primarily, but secondarily. Okay? So really the reverse works out very beautifully now. Because since it comes in secondarily, but it's not really primary, so that's why, even though it's a real Ner Chanukah, because of what happens, the fact that the Tzibur can't be Mekayim the Mitzvos Pirsum Einisa Karoi, so now the Tzibur has to take up the responsibility, and that's why they're chayef to do it, and they're bias in the Beis HaKnesses, just like we explained before. But the only thing is, the Yochid's also going to be chayef to do it. Why? Because primarily it's a chov of Nerishu Beiso, and that's only secondarily that there's that the tzibur comes in the Beis HaKnesses. That's what the Rivash is saying. So it is a genuine Ner Chanukah, but it became a Ner Chanukah because of the Chovas HaTzibur of Kiddush Hashem to come in wherever Klal Yisrael is lacking in the full kiyum because they can't do it because Yad Umos Takfa Aleinu. That's what the Rivash is saying. Okay? So it comes out the Rivash solved how both can coexist. He resolved how both can coexist, both the Adlakas Neros, the Beis HaKnesses, Betzibur, can coexist with Adlakas Yochid, and how it could still be a Ner Chanukah, yet you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah because the primary Chovah is really a Ner Shuveso, which you can't be Mekayim through the Adlakas Beis HaKnesses. That's basically the Rivash's answer. Yeah, it explains why the Gemara didn't have it. Gemara didn't have it because the Gemara is speaking about the primary Chiyuv. But what happened was because of the situation, so the primary chiyuv could never be mekuyim completely, the way it should have been. So that's why the tzibur is chayev now and pirsum. So the chiyuv falls on them secondarily, and they're chayev, but it's not the primary chiyuv. So you can't be yotze from the nearest base of Knesset. That's what the Rivash is saying. That's why the Rivash worked it out. Both can coexist. And they're both Neres Chanukah, but yet you can't be Yotze with the Ner Chanukah of the Beis HaKnesses. The Yochid cannot be Yotze. You know what I mean? Yaakov mentions the fact that Gemara says, B'shas HaShmad, Menichol, Shulchano, V'dayo. But even the Rivash knows that the Gemara mentioned Shas HaShmad, but the Gemara didn't mention U'B'shas HaShmad, Madlikim HaBeis HaKnesses. Because the Gemara is not going through all the details of Shas HaShmad. Maybe basically it's going to be dangerous Shas HaShmad. I mean, yeah, it could be dangerous Shas HaShmad altogether. But the Gemara is mentioning the primary, how you execute the primary chiyuv b'Shas HaShmad. That's what the Gemara is concerned about. See, according to the Rivash, what is it? I mean, b'negeya to bracha, let's say, because the Rivash says that the reason why you're mavarach is because we hold mavarach in alaminik, like Rabbeinu Tam. So apparently it's still not. So is it a chiyuv? So why aren't you mevarech? But the answer is because you can't be mevarech unless it's really a takana. But so it's a minig insofar as vis-a-vis the mitzvahs near Chanukah, it's only a minig because it's not a takana. That's what he means. But in terms of a chova, the chova is definitely there. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, there's a chov on Klal Yisrael to be mashlim, the lack in the Pirsumei Nisa. That's a chova. But vis-a-vis the structural halachic system of Ner Chanukah, it can't enter into that halachic structural system of Ner Chanukah because it wasn't there in the Takana. So that's why it has a din of a minig.
mechayev comes from like Kiddush Hashem.
Your mechayev comes from the generic, from a generic source. That Klal Yisrael is mitzuvin on Pirsumei Nisa, on Kiddush Hashem. So it's a genuine mechayev, but in this specific halachic structure, it can't enter. You see, because that wasn't the structure of the takana. So, but it doesn't mean that the minig is any less chiyuv. It's just a chiyuv from a different source. It's from the generic source. That's mechayev, but it's 100% of a chiyuv. But vis-a-vis bracha, it wouldn't be vis-a-vis bracha. It's only minig. Because the structure of the takana did not include basic kinesis. It only comes into play because of the chov of Klal Yisrael to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. The chov is from a generic source. That's why it doesn't bring in bracha, because it's not involved in the structural takana of Ner Chanukah. But the chov is a genuine chov, 100%. Okay, chov is 100% chov. But insofar as bracha is concerned, it's not a part of the takana. It's only a minig. Only as the minig. That's the concept of minig, really. That's kind of minig in general. I mean, that's like the minig vasikin. Because minig means where it has a generic source, and but it's not a structural takana, but it has a generic source. So in terms of chova, it's just as much a chova. Okay? But in terms of the structural identity of it, its structural identity is minik. Has a different structural identity. That's what the Rav Asher is saying. Any minik. That's correct. Different type of achiev. The Rav Asher would say the exact same thing by Megillah. But that Megillah is a chovas, is a kiyum of tzibur of Pirsumei Nisa. But he would say the following, that since it lends itself to a kiyum tzibur, so they made it obligatory. And it's even a machlokes v'yotzei if you don't do it. Because it lends itself to it. But Ner Chanukah doesn't lend itself to it, so therefore they never were machayev. Okay? Therefore they never were machayev. That's the way the Rav Asher learns. They weren't machayev. They didn't create a new tzuras achiev for the tzibur. And they simply left it that the Pirsumei Nisa of every Yachid is enough. Okay? Because you can't extend Nesh Vesel Veskes. The only thing is that when it could be the Rivash holds, and that's why he emphasizes the fact that we can't, that and that's why he emphasized Malik Mibachutz. Because what does Malik Mibachutz do? The fact that Ner Chanukah is totally on a roa. And if everybody's Malik Mibachutz, so there's one roa, and the roa is Mitzaref, all the Neros, and it's a kiyum of Pirsumei Nisa on the part of the whole Klal Yisrael. That everyone's Neros are Mibachutz, and the roa sees that it's Kavua Yedeh HaRoa, so the roa is Mitzaref. So the roa is mitzaref. So you have the kiyum tzibur through the via the roa by Ner Chanukah. Mashena came by Megillah. Megillah is not totally in a roa. So in Megillah, the kiyum tzibur takes place through kriya b'tzibur. But in Ner Chanukah, the tzibur emerges from the roa. Because the roa sees that all the neros are lit in the streets, because it's malik mibachutz. So the roa is the mitzaref. That's a good svara. That's very good. What's that? That's exactly what the Rav Asher says. It started the moment you lost the kiyum tzibur of the roa mibachutz, and it fits in nicely into what he's saying. So there's a kiyum tzibur, there is a kiyum tzibur in Ner Chanukah, but the kiyum tzibur is only possible when the roa is the mitzaref, and that's only possible with hadlocha mibachutz. But if there's no hadlocha mibachutz, hadlocha mibifnim, so then it's not going to be then it'll be every yachid. Then it'll be a Pearson. Then it'll be the tzibur, as far as every yochid is involved in it. But it's not going to be a kiyum tzibur. So that's why the minig was basic. That's when the minig basic knesses came into play. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, that's apparently the grub does not hold from that idea. Because the grub holds, you can't be mitzaref. It's still a kiyum yochid. Right. That's right. So that's machlekes. Is the halacha of mibachutz create a different kiyum tzibur. That's what he's saying. It's very good. That's what he's saying. that the halacha mibachutz creates a different kiyum tzibor, because the roh is mitzaref all the neiros, and it's a kiyum tzibor. Or do I say no? It's still a kiyum. It's still a ma'aseh yachid mibachutz halacha where you light, but it's still a piersum yachid. So it's a piersum of a lot of yechidim. So you're lacking in the piersum tzibor. So that's why the Gra says, since you're lacking in piersum tzibor, so you have to have a ma'aseh mitzvah of tzibor with the adlaka with the adlaka base kinesis. Very good. So it's very mashmalika. Vein kam pirsum nisukim levnei vesel levad. So now it's only pirsum of a yachid, of yachidim. So lazen higu lahalik base kinesis lakayim pirsum nisa. Lakayim pirsum nisa. Lakayim pirsum nisa of the tzibur. So the question is on bracha. So the Rivash says that it's a question of if you're mevarach al haminig or you're not mevarach al haminig. If you're mevarach al haminig or if you're not mevarach al haminig. So apparently the Rivash holds that the adlakas aneros, even though you wouldn't make a bracha, it will be 100% presumenis. The only thing is you'd be lacking is the bracha. But he holds mevarach al haminig. So then if that's the case, if you machmer not to be mevarach al haminig, so you wouldn't be mevarach over here. It wouldn't be mevarach over here, but it could be that there's a svara to say that you're mevarach over here. Why? because over here you see that the aneros halalu is really a part of the bracha, because part of the piersum is the bracha itself. So if you say the bracha is part of the piersum, so then the minig is going to be different. It's not just the minigah on the adlaka, but the brachas themselves are really part of the piersum. So therefore, you have to be mevarach. So that's one svara. But lalacha lamaisa, you should be mevarach anyways, because you have the shita sagra that holds the real chiyuv. So therefore, there's no question you should be mevarach. Should be mevarach. Absolutely, like you do by Sfeik Zomer. Be a Sfeik Sfeik. Okay? Sfeik Sfeik Latera. Okay.